Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Merry Christmas, everyone. Coming to you with our last show of the year. I had to ask Kip to go to management to see if they would give us Christmas weekend off. And because Kip was asking, they gave it to us.
That's how it works. That's just how it works here. If you'd have went, we'd have probably had to work Christmas and New Year's, do a double combo shift. But being as I have that kind of relationship and I can talk with management in a way that they want to be talked to, things tend to go my way.
We're going to put up a We're going to put up a Twitter question of the week here momentarily. That Twitter question will be when we get to it. Did USC have a recruiting staff?
Apparently they did. And they're going to show up. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, USC's showing up in the segment three on the butt hurt segment because the USC Trojans finished 79th in recruiting, according to the industry standards leaders there in recruiting. 79th. You're talking about the University of Southern California, 79th in recruiting rankings. And there's some gems of schools that finished ahead of them that I'll share in a couple of segments. Wow.
Yeah.
Fire everybody.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Greenway Nissan, and by Shell and Hogan.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online shell.hogan.com.
We'll go ahead and update the Twitter question from last week. Is Kirby Smart? Oh, this was a Kip question.
He is.
Is Kirby Smart the Florida Gator's daddy?
Gator daddy. That's Kirby.
That actually came back 50-50.
There was only two votes then.
It came back 50-50.
Well, obviously, the proof's in the numbers.
Go vote. There was more than two votes, actually. Go vote Bishop_show on Twitter. What was the question? Oh, the question's about to go up. Did USC employ a recruiting staff?
Obviously, they had a bunch of graduate assistants out on the recruiting trail this year. You came to the conclusion that their head coach thought he was probably getting fired, and he just didn't recruit. And then he realized that he was going to get re-upped for one more year, and he said, uh-oh, I got to get out here and try to salvage this recruiting class. That's probably what happened.
I think that's does anybody really believe that he wasn't going to get fired?
I thought he was going to get fired.
Everyone knew he was going to get fired, and then he didn't get fired, and I think that's what happened. You know, it was kind of like the last game of the season where they said, well, you know what, we're not going to fire you. You'll be back. And I think at that point it was like, oh, let me get on the plane.
That's almost as bad as losing to Wofford in basketball. Somebody did that earlier this week, and they're going to show up on the butt hurt list coming up in a few minutes.
NFL playoffs. Also, we'll talk NFL playoffs. Also, Kip, of course, teasing his butt hurt list later in the show. The other thing that we'll do later in the show is I will give you my final end of the season Jason Bishop high school football power rankings.
That ought to be pretty good. That ought to be pretty good. Factoring in, does playoff runs factor into this thing?
Yes.
Okay. What is the – explain that whole – bogus system again one more time.
Okay, it's how I'm ranking teams according, regardless of classification, I am ranking teams based upon how they did within their own schedule. What I'm telling you is just because I've got team X ranked ahead of team Y, I'm not saying that Team Y can beat Team X or that Team X can beat Team Y. All I'm saying is that Team X did better in their schedule than what Team Y did for that particular year.
So a team that went on a deep playoff run that played more games should be factored in higher.
If you, and the more games you play, I think you're going to have an opportunity to win more games. So therefore, you should probably, according to my logarithm, you should probably be able to move up the ranks pretty good.
So that's going to be interesting. And remember what you just said three segments from now. Just remember what you just said when we get into that discussion.
What am I supposed to remember?
You just talked about teams that make deep playoff runs are going to be factored more heavily into the poll than.
Well, they should be because they played more games.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're 6-6, if you're 5-5 and you make a deep playoff run, at the end of the day, you still lost five games. I have to take that into consideration, too.
At the end of the day, you made it to the Final Four. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to warn you on where you're going to have Richmond Hill in this final poll. And if they're not in the top three, four, five teams, then you can wrap it up, ball it up, and throw it in the trash can where you threw your drink last week and blamed it on me.
I didn't throw away my drink last week. In case you missed the show last week, Kip came in here and threw away my drink. The drink that I keep right here by myself on my side of the studio because I'm doing a radio show to keep my throat wet. And I go to grab my drink, and he had thrown it away before the show started, put in a trash can.
Yeah, okay. That's what I deal with on this show on a regular basis. Mm. I mean, when you come in here week after week after week after week and issue beatdowns the way I issue them to Jason Bishop every Saturday, hard feelings are going to develop over time. And, you know, you just can't.
All my feelings are soft.
Yeah. You know, you get into this passive-aggressive type behavior.
Is that right?
And you throw your drink in the trash can.
and then blame it on you.
And blame it on
so
me.
I threw my own drink in the trash can just so I could blame it on you?
Rather than have a direct confrontation, say, hey, man, will you take it easy on here? Take it easy on me on Saturday mornings. I know I'm a little bit lacking in my overall sports knowledge, and I don't kind of measure up to you, but, you know, just have a direct conversation, man, instead of coming up with stuff like I threw your drink in the trash and all that kind of stuff. Come on. I don't operate that way. You know, all the listeners out there know better than this.
Kip Branch would like to officially welcome you to Disneyland, which is where he lives, not reality.
Disneyland's in California. So I don't frequent California a whole lot, but you know, you're the Star Wars guy, and you come up with all that fantasy land stuff and this, that, and other. But your drink's sitting right there, right where you left it, and the catcher was somebody gets accused of throwing your drink in the trash can. Okay, he picks it up out of the trash can. And he starts drinking it, which tells you that he positioned it in a way in the trash can where he'd have some kind of, you know, passive-aggressive tactic to come back on me as because I beat him up and I'm fixing to do in college football pick'em in the next segment. I'm about to school him in that like I do every week. So you get to the – you have some bitterness and all that starting to bubble up to the surface and things like that. We, you know, Christmas is coming up. We're going to take Christmas week off next week, and, you know, you'll have a couple of weeks to regroup and read up and go on the internet and sharpen up your sports knowledge for 2020.
We were supposed to be talking about the early signing recruiting period in the first segment, and we haven't mentioned one word because what Kip Branch does better than anything in his life is hijack segments on this show to where we don't actually get to talk about what is on the shot sheet.
Here's a quick recruiting update. You ready? Clemson recruited well. Alabama recruited well. Georgia recruited well. Florida didn't sign a running back, even though they graduated all the running backs this year. They didn't address running back in the early signing period. And, you know, it is what it is. Florida State, new coach, hit the ground running late. Hadn't had an opportunity really to catch up. Georgia Tech, give the Jackets credit. Jacket signed a top 25 class as they transitioned this offense in Atlanta.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here. For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com. Or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Cowboys can't even do a coin toss right.
No.
Tom Coughlin, this is not 1982. You cannot fine players for missing voluntary workouts. You should be friends with Kip Branch. Congrats, Ed Ogeron. Your quarterback won you Coach of the Year. This is not me making fun of Josh Gordon. I hope that dude gets some help. Falcons, playoff bound. Doesn't it seem like the Bengals get a top five pick in every NFL draft? DeAndre Swift, cut the facade, dude. Everyone knows you're going to the NFL. Write this down. The kid from Oregon is the best quarterback in this draft. Did you catch the thrilling Bahamas Bowl? Julio Teheran signed with the Angels, and Braves fans everywhere are filled with grief. Georgia Tech, a top 25 recruiting class for the first time since Bill Clinton was president. Braves, just trade for Chris Bryant and stop waiting on Josh Donaldson. Write this down. Western Conference Finals, Rockets, Lakers. The rise of Skywalker. And these are my thoughts.
The Rockets already showed us that they're better than the Clippers, so the Clippers won't be there. We all know the cream of the crop, the cream of the class, top of the line is the Lakers. They're the bar. They're the standard. They're the team that you have to beat
that just lost to the Bucks and the Pacers back to back? Is that the team that you're just hyping over there? Or do you have that purple Kool-Aid in that Burger King cup over there right now?
Last show of the year, it might be more than Kool-Aid.
Might be. Is that the team you're talking about?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Bishop. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy, by Peachtree Pest Control, and by M&B Liquors.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes to raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and even Lakers. And Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
All right, so the question of the week on Twitter is up. You can find that at Bishop_show. Did the USC Trojans not employ a recruiting team?
79th in the country in recruiting, early signing period. I mean, Dan Mullen out-recruited USC. That's saying a lot.
Clemson had the number one class. Alabama had the second. Ohio State the third. Georgia the fourth. LSU 5. Texas A&M 6. Auburn, Florida, Texas. And to round out the top 10 was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, who's fixing to get thrashed in the college football playoffs by the LSU Tigers.
Does anyone believe that Oklahoma has a chance against LSU?
Only chance they have, really, is for it to get into like a 59-52 slug scoring fest. I don't think defensively Oklahoma can stop LSU.
And so now that we've gone off on a tangent, which we kind of both did, that's not just on you. I went with you.
Yeah.
Producers in my ear saying, this is the segment where we're supposed to be doing college football pick 'em.
I mean, you got a little distracted during the break. You got Florida Gator fans. That's a sensitive lot right now of people. They listen to the show, and if you even say, sound the word F, they just get bent out of shape.
Washington versus Boise State in the Las Vegas Bowl. I will take the Huskies.
I like Boise State in this game just because Boise's one of those teams that they've had a good year. You've been on them all season, and now you're going to pick Washington to beat them. Okay.
I think Boise's one of the better teams in the country.
Yeah. Apparently you do.
UAB versus App State in the New Orleans Bowl. I'll take App State.
I'll take App State, but I don't know about the coaching departure. What kind of ill effect that may have with their coach going to Missouri? Who finished 81st in recruiting? 81st.
Those are the nuggets that you get here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch when Kip Branch is on his game. 81st. They finished 81st.
81st in recruiting at Missouri this year. Wow. Yeah, that did slip out there.
Oklahoma State 25 versus Texas A&M in the Texas Bowl. I'll take Texas A&M.
Boo on the bowl committee. You could have matched up Texas and Texas A&M in a Texas Bowl game, either at the Alamo Bowl or the Texas Bowl, and you didn't do it. Shame on you.
Because Texas was ranked 92th.
94th. 98th.
That actually works.
Yeah.
Though you're
101st in recruiting.
He's in the eggnog. 22 yeah. USC at 16 Iowa in the Holiday Bowl. I'll take USC.
Does USC have any depth?
I don't know. Good question.
Is everybody? I'll take USC too. I don't know. Just circled that for some reason. We piled on them on recruiting, but we're picking them to win the Holiday Bowl.
That's what we do on this show.
Yeah.
17 Memphis at 10 Penn State in the Cotton Bowl. I'll take Penn State.
I'll take Penn State too.
Norvell's not coaching this game.
I wanted to pick Memphis, but you know, they play in that, what is that conference? The AAF, AAC, what's it called?
The conference is better than the ACC, that one?
Oh, that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Iowa State versus 15 Notre Dame in the Camping World Bowl. I'll take Notre Dame.
I'll take Notre Dame.
4 Oklahoma at 1 USC in the Peach Bowl. USC. LSU in the Peach Bowl. I'll take LSU.
I'll take LSU to thump Oklahoma. Pretty bad, actually.
Number three, Clemson. Number two, Ohio State in the Fiesta. I'll take Ohio State.
I'm going to take Clemson. I'm going to tell you why. You remember when the college football playoff came out, how the talking heads were on TV debating who's going to be number one? Who's going to be number one? You know why they were worried about that? Because they were worried about the media darling Ohio State not being number one and having to play Clemson. And that's exactly what's going to happen, and you're going to see why Clemson is the best football team in the country.
Number 24, Virginia. I'm laughing at Facebook Live. Someone on there that is a Florida fan said Sugar Bowl tickets for $6.
Orange Bowl tickets for $2.50. Florida SEC East Championship shirts on sale at your local Goodyear, Goodwill.
24, Virginia. At number 9, Florida in the Orange Bowl. I'll take the Gators.
I'll take the Gators over an ACC team as well.
Kansas State versus 23 Navy in the Liberty Bowl. I'll take Navy.
I'll take Navy.
Texas at 11, Utah in the Alamo Bowl. I'm taking Texas in this game. I think Utah's going to be let down that they didn't get in the college football playoff and they lose.
Utah got exposed for the fraud that they are. Kind of like the cocktail party in Jacksonville a couple of months ago. When teams get exposed, they get sensitive and they shut down and they go on social media and whine like babies. So I'll take Texas as well.
14, Michigan at 13, Alabama in the Citrus Bowl.
I'll take Alabama.
You should take Alabama. This is a no-brainer.
I'm worried about who's going to be sitting out for the Tide.
18, Minnesota versus 12, Auburn in the Outback Bowl. I'll take Auburn.
I'll take Auburn as well, but don't be surprised if Minnesota wins this game. Don't be surprised.
See, that's what he does. He covers both ends right there.
Well, Auburn's one of these teams. He picks one and
says, but don't be surprised if the other one wins.
They beat last time they beat Alabama, they lost to a chump team in the Peach Bowl, if you remember.
Number 8, Wisconsin versus 6, Oregon in the Rose Bowl. Oregon's got the best quarterback in the country. I'll take Oregon.
You mean the Oregon that lost to Arizona State that missed out on the college football playoff? Yeah, I'll take Oregon as well in this football game.
That same Oregon.
Yeah.
Number 7, Baylor versus 5, Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Georgia's disappointed they didn't get in the college football playoff. Kirby Smart doesn't win big games. I'll take Baylor.
I'll take Georgia in this football game. Baylor had a great season, but defense always travels, and Georgia's defense have traveled to New Orleans, and they're going to beat Baylor.
It didn't travel to Atlanta.
No, it didn't, but Baylor's not LSU.
Okay, that's true. Boston College versus 21 Cincinnati in the Birmingham Bowl. I'll take Cincinnati.
I'll take Cincinnati as well. I think Cincinnati's halfway decent football team. They had a bad game against Ohio State, but they've been pretty good since.
Yeah, I'm kind of proud of you. You didn't take the bait there that I threw out for you.
I'm not taking no bait from you, man. I issue bait to you. You're the one that swallows the bait on this show.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
And in the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky. Tricky, tricky.
We're going to be getting into Kit Branch's butthurt list here.
You know, for somebody that sits on here and rails against the 1980s like you do week after week after week, the evidence is there. Every return bed that we come back on this show's got Purple Rain, Tricky, something from, you know, from the 80s. And it's just amazing that you rail against the 80s, but you're sitting here singing 80s tunes during the break.
Well, two things. First off, I like 80s music, and secondly, I don't have anything to do with the return bets. I've got nothing to do with the rejoiners. I don't pick those.
I mean,
so
obviously you won out with that little Pac-Man return thing that you sing every week. Mario Brothers or whatever it's called. Obviously you lobbied management for that. So let's don't sit here and talk about it. I don't lobby management, because you're not as skilled at it as I am, but you do lobby management most of the time too. Failing, but it is what it is. Butthurt list time.
Well, before we get to the butthurt list, let's do the 81st sponsor of the year.
There you go.
Kip is still trying to differentiate between appropriately saying 81 or 81st. It's not 81st or 81st. Kip thinks it's 81st.
I was in the one win mentality, so that's why I said it the way I did.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Last show of the year.
In his 52th week of the year.
52th.
Yeah. Is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Southern Hardware.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997. The Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation, known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers, which are very good, by the way. And catering now through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill. Great place to eat, especially on a special occasion.
Your butthurt segment.
Number five on the butthurt list. We have been talking about it and hinting at it the whole show. Recruiting, early signing period this week. In the books. Number five is a tie. USC Trojans coming here at 79th in recruiting. And the Missouri Tigers with their new coach, 81st. Or 81st, as Jason Bishop said earlier in the show.
Whoa, no you don't. No you don't.
What?
Yeah, don't throw that in my wheelhouse.
Bowling Green, North Texas, finished higher in the recruiting rankings than the USC Trojans. That there alone is a fireable offense in Southern California.
It should be.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. Number four on the butthurt list this week, with a sparkling 6-23 record, going into Christmas time, your Atlanta Hawks, Jason Bishop.
How are they? Okay.
I mean, you worked in Atlanta for a little while. You kind of like the Hawks.
So because I lived in Atlanta for a little while, therefore I am an Atlanta Hawk fan. Is that what you're doing?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
The Hawks are struggling. Trae Young, he's kind of getting into it with the media a little bit up in Atlanta.
He's being a little touchy about the comparisons between him and Luka.
Yeah, I mean, the Mavericks have a pretty good team, don't they? They're not bad.
Not bad.
They're winning.
They've got a superstar.
They're winning, and so don't take it personal. That's why you're on the butthurt list this week, Hawks. Okay. Number three on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Cleveland Browns. How many times did we hear during the summer that the Cleveland Browns were going to win the AFC North, and go to the playoffs and might even be a Super Bowl contender with all these offseason signings? They're 6-8. They're not going to sniff the playoffs, and now you got OBJ talking about wanting to be traded. Things seem to be unraveling in Cleveland even before they got started. Mm.
Get him out if he wants out.
I mean, what's going on with Cleveland? Is Baker Mayfield not everything that they said he was? I mean, they lost to Kyler Murray last week in Arizona, who actually won the Heisman.
Baker's legit.
He is. Okay. We're going to find out. And number two on the butthurt list this week, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, you fired Tom Coughlin, the best coach you ever had. You run him out of town this week. It is a complete – it's a mess down there.
It is a mess.
It is a mess.
It's been a mess of a season.
What do you do? Do you trade? You've $88 million for Nick Foles. You benched him. What do you do down there? Do you just – I can't – I don't know.
You draft Tua.
Maybe. I don't know.
Either Tua or Eason.
Could. They need a quarterback, that's for sure. In Jacksonville. Number one on the butthurt list this week. This is from my buddy Scott Spence. North Carolina basketball. Mm. The Heels are 6-5. What's going on with Roy and the Heels, Jason? They're 6-5, lost four straight, and they lost to Wofford last week. North Carolina, that's a fireable offense in itself. You're UNC, you're blue blood. In college basketball, and you're going to lose to Wofford at
home? All of those blue bloods have lost a game like that. All of them have.
Wofford. Come on, Roy. You got to do Carolina 6-5, and they've lost four straight, and they play UCLA today. We're talking about going into Christmas time, and Carolina's hovering to stay above 500 in basketball.
Are they ranked?
No.
Well, you know, you never know with the NCAA and their ranking system. You know, if you've got a knowledgeable or a recognizable logo, doesn't matter what your record is, you're probably going to find yourself ranked, even though there might be a team in a smaller conference that doesn't have as recognizable of a logo that might be undefeated, but they don't get ranked.
Roy hadn't been recruiting on the level that the Blue Bloods have been recruiting lately either, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Guys, what are you doing? Why have you not gotten down to Cunningham Jewelers to take care of that special someone's Christmas gift? Don't be that guy that waits until Christmas Eve to get this done. The friendly staff at Cunningham's will help you pick out that perfect gift no matter your budget. Time is running out. Remember, every girl wants a Cunningham's bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. with a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Like clockwork. Just like clockwork. Apparently it was a good music decade.
I think so.
Apparently.
It was a good music decade.
Yeah, apparently it was.
There's a lot of good stuff there. All right, so now we're getting into that segment. We'll jump into it in just a moment, which of course is the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Final.
This will be the last one of the year. These are the final rankings of the year. Final ones. Before we jump into it, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the show is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Bruce Kennedy Tire, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The banter on Facebook Live is quite lively.
I'm sure.
Things I can't repeat on the air.
Sensitive. If it's who I think it is, he's been sensitive, man, since Halloween weekend. Been a sensitive guy.
Hey, look, before I get started in these, don't be that guy when we get close to the new year and we start to roll over 2020. Don't be that guy like 2 days before January 1st that says, I'll see you next year. Don't do that. Don't be that dude.
This guy you're talking about came over to my house for the SEC championship game, and he might as well have brought some purple and gold pom-poms because that's how hard he was rooting for LSU.
All right. Yeah. Power rankings, a final installment of the season of the year. So last week, let's recap. 10 Valwood, 9 Liberty, 8 Pinewood, 7 Valdosta, 6 Clinch, 5 Jenkins, 4 Country Day, 3 Pierce, 2 Irwin, 1 Lowndes. That was the last rankings that we had. This is the final one. There aren't a lot of changes, but there is one. And so here we go. At number 10, finishing the season at 10-3 in the GISA, the Valwood Valiants.
Valwood lost the state championship game, played late into the season. They show up at number 10 here, ranked behind some teams that lost in the first round, I'm sure, or second round.
At number 9, at 6-2, the Liberty Panthers.
Lost the first round. They ranked ahead of a team that played for a state title.
At number 8,
wow.
At 9-2, the Pinewood Patriots in the GISA.
Didn't Valwood beat Pinewood?
I believe they did. At number 7.
Oh, my goodness.
At number 7, at 10-2, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta finished 10-2, and they finished number 7.
At number 6, at 11-2, Clinch County.
Clinch got beat by the eventual state champions, who better be number 1 in this poll, by the way.
At number 5, at 12-2, the Jenkins Warriors.
Jenkins made it to, did they make it to the Final Four?
Final Four, yes they did. Mm-hmm. See, Jenkins, deep run.
Deep run, they're rewarded with a number 5 final ranking.
Number 4, at 10-1, Country Day.
This is a head scratcher right here. Savannah Country Day, undefeated regular season, lose in the, was it the first round?
Second round,
but they're ranked ahead of a team with 2 losses, a public school Savannah team that made it to the Final Four.
You're correct. That's the way it went. At number 3, at 11-1, the Pierce County Bears.
A team that made it to the third round or second round?
The third.
Third round. They're ranked ahead of the Jenkins Warriors.
At number 2, at 14-1, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Lowndes lost to a Marietta team that was pretty good. I can live with that.
And at number 1, the number 1 team that finishes the season on top of the Jason Bishop High School football power rankings, Irwin County at 13-0.
The Irwin County Indians, state champions, and look good the whole time doing it. And they are deserving to be on top of whatever poll you want to call this. They're deserving to be on top of. I got some issues.
Well, let's recap first.
Okay.
Number 10, Valwood. Number 9, Liberty. Number 8, Pinewood. 7, Valdosta. 6, Clinch. 5, Jenkins. 4, Country Day. 3, Pierce. 2, Lowndes. And number 1 is Irwin County. Those are the final rankings from the high school football season.
Where's Richmond Hill?
Not ranked.
Richmond Hill's a Final Four team from this geographical region. They made it to the 6A Final Four, and they can't get into this poll?
No.
What? That's just plain garbage.
It's not garbage.
It is garbage.
They lost 3 games at the beginning of the season to teams they have no business losing
to. They beat Valdosta and put them out. You got Valdosta ranked 7th in this poll.
Valdosta didn't lose to teams they shouldn't be losing
Valdosta
to.
Valdosta lost to Richmond Hill. And Richmond
Hill.
Who is in the final four? Where is Richmond Hill?
Not in the rankings is where Richmond Hill is.
They lost 17-14 to Allatoona in a Final Four in 6A football. They're region champions, undefeated in their region. They go on a run in the playoffs. They beat Valdosta.
Richmond Hill lost to New Hampstead.
That don't mean they shouldn't be in the poll. They
3 losses.
They played more. Later than everybody except Irwin County and Lowndes in this thing right here.
3 losses, one of which was to New Hampstead, who Brunswick High beat.
Oh, you had to throw that in there.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Richmond Hill made it all the way to the Final Four. New Hampstead beat them. It's tough for me to do that.
Management's waving at me, and management is over there saying in the window, put Richmond Hill at number 7 instead of Valdosta. That's what management said. That's what I'll do. I'll insert that.
You insert whatever you want. Those aren't your rankings.
Management said Richmond Hill.
You can do whatever you want. The Jason Bishop rankings, Richmond Hill's not in.
Management just looking in the window right now.
I see them looking in the window. They don't have their own either.
Richmond Hill's in the poll according to management. Management said they're in. Listeners, management just said Richmond Hill's in this top 10, and so they're in. You can insert them anywhere from 3 to 7. Richmond Hill's in there somewhere.
Well, this is what I would tell management. What's the parent company of this show? Bishop Media. Whose last name in this studio is Bishop?
Management said.
Oh.
Management said they're in the poll.
I don't care what management said. You can tell management to come up. They could do their own poll.
There
this is the Jason Bishop, and at 7 is Valdosta, and Richmond Hill.
You can be defiant.
And look, you know, I'll be fair. Yeah. Richmond Hill's at 11. They just missed.
Oh, you can be defiant, but management.
Just one spot.
Management
if they'd have beaten New Hampstead, they'd have been in.
You're being defiant. If they'd have beaten New Hampstead, they'd have been in. Yeah. Management says otherwise.
It doesn't matter.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As you know, we do a Facebook Live, the show on Facebook Live too, and so we talk during the breaks to our Facebook Live listeners. And so Kip is getting into it with a back and forth with a Facebook Live listener and watcher. And he's accusing the Facebook listener of not having a comeback So he's going through the internet to scan the internet to look for something to say in return.
He's pulling up Ricky Bobby quotes from Talladega Nights. That's all he's got. His team couldn't get it done on the field, so he's scouring the internet. Next, he'll be wanting to put a Bob the Wildcat in my truck when I'm not looking.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, by Georgia Farm Bureau, and by Pristine Water.
Guys, what are you doing? Why have you not got down to Cunningham Jewelers to take care of that special someone's Christmas gift? Don't be that guy that waits until Christmas Eve to get this done. The friendly staff at Cunningham's will help you pick out that perfect gift no matter what your budget. Time is running out. Remember, every girl wants a Cunningham's bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
And that concludes our sponsors for the year. That was our last read for the year. We won't do another one until 2020.
Where is that? If you're not first, your last read. Is that, you got one of those somewhere?
It's on Facebook Live. I don't.
Oh, that's that one. It's out on the internet. That's popular right now on Pinterest.
That's pretty funny. The Atlanta Braves seem to have. Okay, so this is what I've heard about this. I'm just going to tell you what I heard. All right. Josh Donaldson has been offered a 4-year contract for $90 million from the Washington Nationals, which would actually be per annual a pay cut for Donaldson. It would come out to $22.5 million a year. He made $23 last year. So he'd take $500,000 pay cut, but $90 million grand total.
Right.
The Nationals have offered him that contract over 4 years. The Braves have on the table a 3-year contract for $75 million. Well, Josh Donaldson wants to sign in Atlanta. So he's given the Braves the opportunity to come back with a contract with a fourth year on it. And if the Braves offer Josh Donaldson 4 years, Josh Donaldson's going to sign with the Braves. Now, Atlanta doesn't want to offer Josh Donaldson that fourth year. They're already, in their opinion, extending to 3 years where they only wanted to do two. And so Atlanta is waiting on Major League Baseball to rule on the grievance case between Chris Bryant and the Chicago Cubs. If the Cubs win that grievance case, Chris Bryant would be under contract for the next 2 years at $18 million. If the Cubs win, the Braves will then trade for Chris Bryant and not sign Josh Donaldson and let him go to the Nationals. However, if Major League Baseball rules in the favor of Chris Bryant, he's only under contract for one more year, the Braves would then offer the fourth year to Josh Donaldson and not make the trade for Bryant. Does that make sense?
So right now we're at a sticking point over $15 million is what it boils down to. Braves are offering 3 years at $75 million, and his other deals, four years, $90 million. So we're talking about $15 million.
The sticking point is a fourth year.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's about the year. Atlanta's not going to go for 4 years. And so if Josh Donaldson is saying it's going to take a fourth year to get me done, then the Braves are saying we'd rather trade for 2 years of Chris Bryant than we would to offer you a fourth year.
Yeah, I don't think Donaldson's negotiating from a position of strength right here. 3 years, $75 million. You're late in your career. I mean, you're in your 30s now.
34.
So you want, a contract that'll take you through your 38th birthday instead of your 37th birthday at more money. I mean, $23 million last year. Braves are offering you $25 million a year for the next 3 years, and you really want to stay in Atlanta? I think he's being a little stubborn.
And to be honest with you, I get it the fourth year, but annually he'd be taking a pay cut if he signed the deal with the Nationals annually. He'd be making $22.5 million instead of the $23, which with Atlanta, if he signed the 3-year deal with Atlanta, he goes from $23 million to $25 million. So annually, he's making more money, but it's not as much guaranteed money over the term of the contract.
You know, if he has a good solid 3 years, if he wanted that fourth year, he can always come back to the Braves midway through and try to renegotiate that last year. But I don't know. Maybe he's being a little stubborn here. I mean, you're 34 years old. You got $75 million guaranteed staring you in the face in a place you really want to stay, according to what you're telling people. That's a no-brainer.
And if that fourth year is the sticking point, then let's do it on an option year. Let's make it a mutual option for the fourth year, and we'll do 3 years guaranteed at 75. And if both parties agree that fourth year makes sense, then we'll do a fourth year.
Yeah, I mean, that can be worked out. So for 34 years old wanting a four-year contract, that's a little stretch to me to begin with.
I'm 38 years old by the time that ends. And
third baseman?
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. Even the great Chipper Jones, by the time that he was 38, 39 years old, was a shell of the player that he once was in his prime.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson's not even in that discussion with Chipper Jones.
He's not even in the same ballpark.
No.
As far as how good Chipper Jones was and how good Josh Donaldson is right. At 34.
$75 million guaranteed at age 34. And if the Nats want to throw away $90 million, that's up to the Nats. But, you know, if he really wants to stay in Atlanta and be part of something that's, I think, is going to be special in the next few years, I mean,
the Braves are in their window now.
They are.
They're in their window now. And to further add about the Chris Bryant thing, the Cubs are asking the Braves for Austin Riley.
Yes.
Either Max Fried or Sean Newcomb, one or the other.
No on Fried.
And then a choice between Aroldis Vizcaino. Tuki Toussaint, Bryce Wilson, and Kyle Wright.
Yeah.
To choose one of those three. Kyle Wright, Tuki Toussaint, Bryce Wilson, one of those three, Austin Riley, and then either Max Fried or Sean Newcomb.
Freed's not on any list. Or when they mention Max Fried to me, if I'm in the Braves front office, I'm hanging up the phone. That's a non-starter right there. That don't even go there. I'm afraid if they get rid of Newcomb, Newcomb's going to blossom into a big-time pitcher. I'm a little worried about that. But Kyle Wright, who knows? Merry Christmas, my man.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everyone.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Guys, what are you doing? Why have you not gotten down to Cunningham Jewelers to take care of that special someone's Christmas gift? Don't be that guy that waits until Christmas Eve to get this done. The friendly staff at Cunningham's will help you pick out that perfect gift no matter your budget. Time is running out. Remember, every girl wants a Cunningham's bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons. Give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.